Yes, yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Amen. Musibeyo mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your lives?
Buliza ku muganda wange amuwubirako.
You can greet of your brethren as you wave at them.
Era ng'omwagaliza ebirungi.
And you wish them the best.
Ebiveri kitaffe.
Those which come from the Father.
Omwana.
The Son.
N'omwoyo mutukufu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Era ebiveri emyomusanvu egya Katonda.
And which come from the seven spirits of God.
Ngako bikulirwa esuli esokonyola okuna bwetugambye.
As Revelations 1 verse 4 tells us.
Kupona okugattako Yokaani sura 16.
Even joining on John chapter
16.
From verse 12
pa 15.
Up to 15.
Omoyo bwatola kubya Kristo.
Where the Spirit gets from both of Christ.
Tuwange bya Kristo bya kitaffe.
For what's of Christ of the Father.
Nagena maso no kutuwa.
And he moves on to give us.
Nolwalira tulisi.
Even today is brought us.
Ayongera okutuwa kubugaggo bw'okumanywa.
That will move on give us of the riches of knowledge.
Tuwanguira to kufuna obugagga buno bw'omunsi.
That will is for us get the riches of this world.
Luvanywa rufuna obugagga
after getting the riches of knowledge.
Bwayogera kenyo mu bakolisi ekyo kubire sura yokuna.
Those speaks most 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Olinyoro mukaga.
The verse 6.
Pakolombo 7.
Up to 7.
Dikatonda yalagira omusana gwake mukizikiza.
That God commanded light shine in darkness.
Ikizikiza ekyo kyobulimba bwa Satan.
The darkness of the lies of Satan.
Bwayalagira omusana ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda.
When he commanded light of knowledge of God's glory.
Masoga Kristo gwake.
Before Christ to keep shining.
N'obugaggo obwo.
Even that treasure.
N'abuteeka mu bibya byaffe bino eby'ebbumba.
Put us in these vessels of clay.
Mibiri gyaffe.
In our bodies.
Amanya amanji.
The much power.
Galioke gavenga eri Katonda.
That it will come from God.
So serife.
And not from us.
Kale tufube nnyo okulaba.
Now let us try to see.
Nga tufuna obugaggo obwo.
That we get those treasures.
Mu ngeri ey'abakolisi eky'okubira esuli y'okusatu.
In the way of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 1 to 6
natukakasa ngatufuke barua
and we prove we are made a letter
umweriza katonda gwabira tadde mash
the minister God has put before us where is ministered through as we prepare our hearts
umuntu wafuumunda
our inner man
na magezi gafu
even our mind
ukubira kitabo kyo moyo mutukubwe kitukiridde
the book of the Holy Spirit which is
ukusubira kuandika mu ibyandiko ebitukubwe
which is written to be written in the Holy Scriptures
kali mukufubuko
now in that trying
wekwe kukola part iyo nga gwo kusoka
to do your part first as a person
ukukola kyo subula
to do what you can
kubanga bible yegamba rumye sura iyo munana
the bible says in the Romans chapter 8
abiri mukaga na abiri musamba
26 to 27
ndio moyo atubira bunafubwa
that the spirit bears our weakness.
Katubere ekyo kyetusobola.
It does not bear for us that we can
yes,
do.
Yes, osobola kufuna ekitabo kyo.
Yes, you can get your book.
Osobola kufuna pen yo.
You can get your pen.
Osobola kuandika.
You can write.
Wabula kyo tasobola kukola.
But what you cannot
we
do.
Kuandika magezi go.
It's right in your mind.
Mutima go.
In your heart.
Mutu womunda.
Even in your inner man.
Katugubu okola ko part yiyo.
Now when you do your part.
Yo kufuna ekitabo kyo.
Of getting your book.
Pen yo.
Your pen.
Bible yo.
Your Bible.
No andika nga bitusoma.
And you write as we study.
Ye akubira munafubu kuandika.
There is the weakness to write in you and he does that. On that other day,
wayogerako Matayi sura 10.
That is piece of Matthew 10.
Ebali baba bakwise mbaka baka.
When they would have called you among kings and the people.
Nobuzibwa
and you were asked.
Omoyo wachita fari kuwecho kudamu.
The spirit of the Father will give you what to
Wanga
answer.
Wanga sigwo lyogera.
For it's not you who will be speaking.
Ye yaliogera omoyo wakatonda.
Him who will speak the spirit of God.
Tigiza abantu lakubyaza wandika mugwe.
It means it gets from Moses come writing in you.
Irecho.
In that
akolamu Yokaani sura 14
what it does in the John chapter 14
olunyiri olwabiri mu omukaga
verse 26
akuyigiriza
he teaches you
na kujukiza nebi baba wera bidde
he reminds you of those you've forgotten
nanga atista babi wandise mbula mubo
at least is written them in your life
tuwaliwe baagala okubuuliza
now when the other wants to ask
abira mwangu wa kujukiza kwebi ebiri mu gwe
he quickly reminds you of that in you
nanga tujukira mu Yokaani mukankaga musatu
but remember John 6:63
bigao bya tugamba gwe moyo
the words he says to us
the
spirit and their life
so botegeka ama
now if you prepare your mind your heart
no mtu wo munda
and your inner man
kitabo cha moyo mtukufu
it's the book of the Holy Spirit
amagezi page yesoka
the mind is the first page
mtima page ya kubiri
the heart is the second page
ndio mtu wo munda page ya kusatu
then the inner man is the third page
ye jawandika
where he writes
neto inakuba munafu
but you should not be weak
ino kubanga wakoze gwe kyoso
must have done that you can do
kufuna bible yo
to get in your bible
kugule kitabo chomogeno wandika
buying your book where you're trying to write
nepeni yongo jina
even having your pen, to noting down, not noting scriptures and they are all blank, but explaining the meaning as the teaching of the Holy Spirit is, that do not there forget it, to show God your ability, and He too will add you exceeding ability in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now even today, we want to move on. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob, we love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry the new generation which has the full knowledge of God and to move on to reaching unto you. This is our topic. Moving on, explain us to resetting of the church.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, as we're looking at the resetting of the church, or to restore church in order. Restore the church of God in order. All over the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are heading on to our third part. But we remember that in the first part we told you that after the government of Uganda, through our president, His Excellency Yoweri Museveni Kaguta, the declaration to opening up of the churches, those which had been closed in the month of March in 2020, on the date of 20th September 2020,
he
declared the opening up of synagogues with 70 people.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That
it
needed us to have revelation. Why 70 people?
When
we went back in the book of Numbers 11, and we discovered the 70 people, God had ever commanded them to Prophet Moses in the form of preparing church in order that they be chosen out, that they
would
be given the spirit like of Moses, that they can put church within order to fulfill the word of God, even to get sanctified. And they are taught in the laws of God, commandments and judgments, the statutes and the ordinances, even the ways of God, even His works, that they understand them, that they can prepare others.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And still we heard
the Australian
vision on the nation of Uganda,
that
God is based here in Uganda to do His final work on planet Earth. And they said the one like Moses is right here in Uganda to leading that work. Now we understood it and we got revealed why the declaration of 70 people happened, and we understood God is commanding us to put church back in order, to reset in church, to restore order in church of God all over the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
And the reason why it began from here, because still there is God's worldwide promised call,
blessing
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. And God has called all the nations to work with Him in His final work on this planet Earth. In that final work, it's the revival and restoration of all things in the heavens and earth as they were, the way they should be, the way they will be all generations.
And
we pass through restoring gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, as the full light of the word of God is,
to
say from the New Testament
and
the Old Testament.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Now we moved out ahead into our second part.
We
saw the main reason why church needs to be put back in the order of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Why church needs to be reset or to restore our order in Church of God all over the world. We heard in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 33 that our God is not of confusion but is of order in all these churches of the Holy Ones. And that we moved on to prove it. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 14, all things to be done decently and in order.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now we were able to understand. We were given a special example which shows that indeed church needs to be reset in the order of God all over the world. The example of tongues, those spoken in the churches, which explained most 1 Corinthians 14, as we connect with Acts chapter 2 verses 3 unto 9, where we understood the Holy Spirit, the tongues gives. First, they are right of this whole world. And when it gives it to you, there must be another who can hear and understand it. And they hear within it, you speak the great things of God. And not to keep babbling, as some have been doing. Praise Jesus much. And we were told, 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1, even if tongues of angels, they cannot be like that involving confusion. For the end of confused tongues
is
separation and dividing among yourselves. Some of those we got explained in Genesis 11 from verses 1 to 10, where people are building Tower of Babel and they want to go to heavens with their sins. And God put tongues separating them. They go
separated.
And each spoke what another does not understand. Now we ended all we'd been commanded. 1 Corinthians 14, if you are to speak tongues, at least ask to be interpreted. And if you not interpreted, at least keep silent. For the spirit of a prophet is controlled by
God.
Now, all those many things we were able to hear. And I know the one who was here, you got all. We
are
just trying to recap in all that we had seen. Now, our third part today, as we move on to show you why church needs to be reset or to restore order in Church of God all over the world. Today
we're
going to look at the principle or the rhythm or the order which has to be passed through to preach the word of God. In all holy churches of God all over the world, we are looking to the principle or the rhythm or the order of preaching the word of God in the churches of the Holy Ones all over the world. Praise Jesus much. If that order was in place, of course it's ever been in place in the prophets, even apostles, yet it ceased to be. Now we want to restore it back, to revive and restore it. For if it was there, confusion of false gospels would not be in the church. Confusion of different religions, it would not be there. It would have not been sorcery in the midst of the world.
Because those
confused are one who have remained in sorcery. And they get confused of preachings. Of religions which have no order. And they are confused. Preaching of that confused salvation. That which has no order.
And
without having that order.
It
created many religions in the world. Which appear to be like the church of God or the church of Christ. And when we reach in salvation,
and
there appeared confusion of separation of different ministries. For example, like here in Uganda, and we found that there are those who are, they call themselves our husbands. Those of victory. Them to have their flow of line. And we have those who say they are of miracles. Those miracle centers, they flow in their line also.
It
also have born again Pentecostals. And them to have their flow of line in
preaching.
And we have those of Isa
Messiah.
Many groupings out there.
But
problem where it came not having order. And there's no way
government
the governments of the world can help the religion. Neither this born again salvation to be settled. Except God himself.
We should
them order of preaching is what I
would
speak. For it alone we can pass through to capture every wolf. Every person hidden in the name of God and the name of church and name of preaching the word. Yet their lives they can be captured
past
that principle or rhythm
order.
Or order of preaching and spreading the word of God all over the world. Bible speaks
in
Isaiah chapter 28 from verse 13 that the word of God
has
come in this way in its order able that they all get captured every person who had wreaked havoc hidden the name of God in the name of church of God in the name of preaching the word of God and they bring confusion of many religions in the world and the false salvation in
a
and retaining many people in sorcery after preaching the word when it's not in order. Let's read we hear.
Isaiah chapter 28 verse
13.
Ekigambo kya Mukama kye kiriva kibera gye bali ekiragiro ku kiragiro. Ekiragiro ku kiragiro. Olunyiriri ku lunyiriri. Olunyiriri ku lunyiriri. Wano katono au katono. Bagende bagwe bugazi bamenyeke bategebwe bakwatibwe.
Yes.
Ekigambo kya Mukama.
The word of the Lord.
Kejiva kibera jebali.
That's why to be to them.
Singa luli.
Not as them.
Wabulanga ngambiro bino.
But as in seasons like this.
Ekigambo kya Mukama kejiva kize jebali.
That's why the word of God has come to them.
Ekiragiro ku kiragiro.
Command by command.
Kiragiro ku kiragiro.
Command by command.
Bakulaga rhythm.
They show you the rhythm.
Principle.
The principle.
Order.
The order. How the word of God moves by. Command by command. Command by command.
And
if you are to teach of commands of God,
we tie
them to 4 and above commands on the same issue. When we come to God refused the eating of pork. We get out 2 to 4 commands on that issue and above
from
the new and the old
testaments
to prove.
If
there is any correction is in that word,
it
bring its proof and it get proven.
Now,
where came problem of division of regions in the world? And they all seem to say that God
and
all seem to say that Jesus Christ,
yet
each has things they keep and they don't keep.
And
visions of salvation that they have moved in another way, reaching to have confusions and chaos in them. They do not know that order. Wakes up, is going to preach, but he doesn't know the order he's going to preach by. Are not accepted to preach any command you say it's of God. Then
you've
read it in the scriptures. And it only has one command. Be two commands and explain each other. 2-4 and above. And he said to preaching on all issues of the word of God,
Bible.
The Bible, as we bring gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness,
we
preach 2-4 and above scriptures. That's why he has spoken that scripture by scripture. Scripture by scripture.
That
must bring the first scripture.
Then
you bring the second, the third, even the fourth.
At least
there,
they
have begun to preach then. But you cannot preach one scripture. At times even others preach half a scripture. And you think you came to preach in the kingdom of God and they know you. You are not known for you left the commands of God. He commanded us to minister through. And he says that here a little, there a little. He made the Old Testament and he made the New Testament. You get from the New Testament, you get from the Old Testament, and you give us that knowledge. That's why he has said
that
this word has come like this this time, that they will be snared, they will be captured, and they will be beaten down, broken. It involves even breaking. There are things we need to struggle off, and they are not worthy to be in the church. Some of those, you had those who speak and babble in tongues, they don't understand. And we said, if you speak that you don't interpret it, we shall put you out of
church.
And if we shall put you out, would have helped you. But if we leave you among us, the Spirit will block that your mouth. As he did that of Ezekiel. Prophet Ezekiel, when he spoke what God had not told him, and people had angered him, God said, let me block that in your mouth. You no more will speak what I've not told you.
Now,
brethren, it's like this. The confusion you see in the world, so sorry to remain in the world, different religions to be in the world, different form of salvation filled of confusions and chaos, yet they are holding the same Bible. And they seem to speak of the same God. His word seemeth to be the same. Where the confusion came is not to knowing order of preaching the word of God. The rhythm of how it flows.
Principle.
Something you cannot depart from, you have to flow within it.
Now,
every person can come out, deceive the world, and they hold the book, the Bible, and they use it the way they want, because they didn't first reveal how that order should be. But God has called us like today, first these
70,
to choosing out many other brethren, those to work in the deacons, the ushers, the
bishops,
those to work in the judges, those to work in elders of the church, those to work in the brethren, the musicians, going guide our brethren in the office of God, with spiritual gifts given to serve in the office of God, and those who minister, serve in the ministry,
those
given gifts of Christ Jesus our master, even
those
given gifts of units to who demonstrate gifts the Holy Spirit gave,
that
guided well as all the responsibility is,
To be
able to fight the mountain in the prisons of the false church,
which is
lifted high above in the
world. And even to fight
the mountain of prison of spiritual wickedness.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Then after,
we know
we get politicians of God.
Those who
guide us how they move and to guide the world.
Then
we get those falling in the economic sector, those
of God,
those who are guiding us in there and to guide the world.
Then
we get those
in
the health sector of God.
They guide
us in the spiritual life, even the physical,
and
all things to be done.
Praise
Jesus much.
And
we get those working in the social sector.
Some are
one in the education and the others.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
To guide
us, study as gifts God gave us in the world.
Did
not just study aimlessly, just as in Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then
correct and guide us in the games.
What does
God guide on them, for he speaks of them?
Now,
if we make that order, it comes back
well.
It will be exceedingly
good.
But that order
is made when the
order of the word of God has come back in the church.
But order,
if there is no
order, there is
no way we can stop the enemies of church,
the
false churches.
And the
sorcerers of the world, we fail to stop them.
And the
sorcery will increase in every place.
Those
of different
religions,
they confuse the others.
And they
say, at least let's remain in sorcery.
Religions
are many, we do not understand them clearly.
When we
reach in salvation,
each
one begins to govern his ministry the way they want.
And they
preach the word the way he wants, he has not order of God.
So, avatali order ya chigambo cha Katonda.
Now, without order of the word of God,
the
way its rhythm is and it has to be preached,
we cannot
bring understanding neither knowledge in the world,
that
of the word of God.
For he
commanded that is the verse 9
all to 10 in
this Isaiah chapter 28, and he says like this.
Isaiah sura ya 28 n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Isaiah chapter 28 verses 9.
Ani gwaliyigiriza okumanya era ani gwalitegeeza ebibuulirwa abo abaleseeyo okuyonka era abavudde ku mabeere. Olunyo lw'ekkumi, kubanga kiba kiragiro ku kiragiro, ekiragiro ku kiragiro, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, wano katono aho katono.
Yes.
In the
Isaiah 28, verse 9, he has
said, whom
will I teach knowledge?
In whom
shall I make to understand what is preached?
Yes, you
know, when you see religions,
they
can bring out the Bible.
And
they read a verse there,
but
there is no understanding.
Those
of salvation,
and
we get scriptures, twist them,
and we've
not joined them
well. For he has said,
if it's to teach, to bring understanding of what is preached,
it
has to be commanded by command.
Command
by command.
To
say like this,
any issue you
want to teach about, you say God commanded
it.
And that his word commanded it.
You
bring those commands, and there are two or four and above in the Bible.
And
what surprise when they have come from the Old and New
Testament. And
then you tell
us that
let's do that command.
If it's
not that, we do not do it. That's the order of the word of God. If church we first understood like that, one would not have read us one verse and we believe in him. No.
He
would have first proved us with 2, 4 and above commands. And he has said, scripture by scripture, scripture by scripture, joining up 2 to 4 scriptures and above, from the New Testament and the Old, to be able to bring out an issue. That is the order which should be able to put out wolves like those hidden in what is called religion, and they say they speak of God yet not in truth and not in righteousness, and the wolves hidden in the name of salvation.
When
you say be careful, there will be wolves which will come clothe sheep's skin. When they say one is clothed the sheep's skin, you go know the Lamb of God is Jesus. But one can come with the name of Jesus. And you think he speaks of Jesus. Now, one of the ways which can help us separate them, first of all, to finish out sorcerers from the world, that will be captured in their sorcery, to get these of religion to guide them, to come back in the order of the word of God,
in
the church of God to be in order, to guide those in salvation, to reset them back church in order, that of God. One of those has to be restored quick.
The
order or rhythm of the word of God through which
it speaks.
Be able to bring the full light of the word of God. And some of those always here, that the ministry is of the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
They're
usually agile, it's impossible. But it is possible if you move by the order of the word, for that's where we are planted.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So,
I think there's something you see. That though we've been learning closing to 4 years now, we just needed to come and be told this issue.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. That we need to reset church in order. That of God. All over the world. To be able to break down the social riches are risen much. The many false religions.
The
people cannot separate them, for they don't know how to do it, to discern
them.
They don't know if you check in their commands. Find those commands never connect with
this
God. And religions move by human commandments as if they're the ones to keep.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You find people bow down to the idol of Mary and ask a command which was commanded in the scriptures to make that image and bow down to it. And in the holy scriptures it's not there, but in the human inscriptions, in the commands of men, it is there. Now, man never knew the things how they should move. And the born again they have deceived.
He
too never knew how the things should move.
But
we didn't have been asked that order. When I go someone to preach to me, if he's going to preach to me the command of God, I want give it them to me, they are two and they are just alike. He teaches on any issue of God. He gives me 2, 4 and above scriptures. If he does not give me those, I will not accept. You know why you refuse to believe and accept? For there is no rightful faith, and
it
does not come from the word of God. And he told you in Romans chapter 10, the verse 17, and he says like this,
Romans chapter 10
verse
17.
Yes. That Romans 10:17, it tells you that though you're going to believe with your heart, when you go backwards in Romans chapter 10 verse 9 to 12,
it says
a person believes with their heart to be given righteousness. But before he believes, Romans 10:17 says that never believe things when you've not heard them from the word of God.
You must
have heard from the word of God. And if it's a command, and they say it's God who has commanded it, you first get those scriptures in the Holy Scriptures 2 to 4 times. And above.
Oh,
and the issue of God they command you to do. You see scriptures where there are 2 or 4. And above. And then you believe it. All that you call faith out there, it did not move by 2, 4 and above commands from the Holy Scriptures. And did not move. And that 2, 4 and above scriptures from the Old and New Testament, that is not faith. That is the shadow of faith. And when it will go away, as it's a shadow, you fall in the darkness of that shadow. It's the bottomless pit. Because you will walk when you are blind of spiritual eyes.
One
is not sure whether you're going to heavens or hell. That is the way of religions, the false religions. Because you are in there not sure whether you go in heavens or hell, but you are right in your religion. Now we reach this salvation that God's reviving and restoring every day. We reached time knowing that when you get saved, we wait to get material gains.
And
we're not more sure how heavens is and how we go there. For there is no much light joined well of the word.
So
one of these need to be reset in the church of God, of his holy ones all over the world. The order of the word of God. Most of them ask, when shall we be shown the ways of God? This is the way of God of preaching the gospel. This is the way of God of preaching the gospel. His way of preaching the gospel. Remember, he first told you about there will be people who will bring another gospel. And some will say an angel visited them.
But
all those do not believe them till you see there is a clear order of God. For he speaks in Galatians chapter
1,
starting from verse 6 out to 10. And he says like this. Galatians chapter 1 from verse 6.
Neunya kubanga musenguka mangu bwe muti eyabaita mu kisa kya Kristo okugenda eri enjiri efaanana obulala.
Manyi abatume balina order
n'eyokubuulira. Apostles had this order of preaching. And they quoted things of the Old Testament. Therefore, to explain what Christ told them to make the New Testament. They reached them to say, we marvel. For you've gotten from the gospel, the rightful gospel. Go to another gospel, strange gospel.
Gamba sindala.
Yet said not another. But those people use the same word
and
they hold the Bible. You read the next verse, you see. Galatians chapter 1, verses 7.
Sindala. Wabula abantu ababateganya. Abagala okukyusiza ddala enjiri ya Kristo.
Yes.
rest. It's not another. It's not something else that's on the Bible.
Bible,
yes, the real Bible.
What do I want to in
there are people who change the preaching of it. They want to change it appear else. Because if you look to all prophets, they decampaigned the bowing down to images and idols. Apostles too decampaigned it. Now, brethren, the Catholics, not them. Where did they get it from? Speak of Jesus and they are holding the Bible. And not only those. Now look to our brethren, Catholics, Protestants, Seventh Day Adventists, the Jehovah's, Latter Day Saints, and many others, even of this salvation. Not seen in the Bible when they say that the church is the building.
Mm-mm.
Not. It is never there.
How do you
get blinded of eye and you cannot get a scripture join on another? And you show us a friend's church is not a building. But
you
go here, Roman Catholic Church, and they put on an inscription on that building. We go here, Church of Uganda. We go here, Miracle Center Church. And their buildings. Others, their cathedrals. Now, Jesus is going to come back for those buildings.
You know,
to be there, you perverted long back. And you are almost, and you're even mad.
There are those
get angered and they say, that apostle, we knew him. Him on the things on the world, he supports nothing. Still, I support nothing of those.
There
is nothing I support on things on the world. What I support, there are those coming from heaven, we are told,
they
will be done on earth as it's done in heaven. You did read in Matthew.
Yes,
say that you will done on earth as in heaven. Nothing I support of those in the world. You wanted me to tell you the cathedral building is the Church of Christ? When they tell you came to restore,
it
means do things had ceased to be there. You bring them back. Those which are right there, you have to come break them down. You bring the rightful ones. That's what he tells Prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah 1, the verse 10. I've set you to break down and to uproot everything I never built. And you build, you plant everything which is mine. You're still there. Think there's anything I will support of those prevailing?
Mm-mm.
Nothing. Even that not aligned well. In place we shall revive it. We order it in its way. Because our Lord just not coming back on this world. Except we have restored back all things. And we take them back the way they were. As they should be. As they will be all the days. That always you read it. In the Acts chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, Christ Jesus was taken to heaven until all things will be restored.
Right,
the initial first prophets.
Right,
Genesis to Revelation restored them back to their rightfulness. Now we have given you ways of restoring the way of the Lord, of preaching the gospel.
principalism,
the
order,
principle, the rhythm, the order of preaching the word of God. Churches of holy ones of God all over the world. Because he's told you that's not another gospel.
But
get the very gospel and they trouble you within it. They twist them and you do not know their order.
Now
you cannot stop him. And what can you even do? Do you know whether what is preached is not in the order of the word? You too, where did you know it from? For you too, you think is the apostle sent to you. And think he's come from God. That he speaks the words of God. But friends, it's not like that.
And
a person failed moved by the order of God's word, he does not speak the words of God.
Let's
finish us Galatians we hear. Galatians chapter 1 verse
8. Oba malaika ava mu ggulu bw'abuulira ng'enjiri wabula singa bwe twababuulira.
Yes. Now you claim be an apostle there.
Yet
preach in another way, but not in the order. Even if you claim you are an angel from heaven, we curse you publicly. You die and perish within hell. And the lake of fire will burn you. Instead of you being here and you make many get destroyed. Why get angered like that? You know what means to preach a word and it's wrong? In the wrong order,
and
put people in the faith which is not right, and they eagerly wait all the years that they are going to heaven at the end, and they end up in hell. At least you, the one person you'll be taken. And he says of that one, that you cause stumbling of the young. We have those young in the world. One wants to make them fall. Let a stone be tied and their neck be thrown in the sea. And the lake we speak of is that of fire. Not this physical lake.
At least
we send you the angel of God Abaddon and the one of fire, and they take you and I still warn all of you who still hold on that word of preaching the word in the wrong way. They're going to come for you. Yes, at times in your beds, at times on the pulpits, at times on the way as you're walking. In every place,
heathen
in the word of God,
is
a hard generation in the wrong seasons. You will hear them, I tell you.
I told you, anytime
you hear such statements, quote them and the debt, wait for its happening. God has no more joke on his word, even a single moment.
Yes,
one reason why he's come set order. Now you act mad, remain in does your perverse ways.
Yes, you must win.
Praise Jesus much.
Yagamba, the more you know.
He said, you repeat that let them be cast. Galatians chapter 1, verse 8.
Na yobanga fe, oba malaika ava mu ggulu, bw'abuulira ng'enjiri, wabula singa bwe twababuulira, akolimirwenga. Olinnya olw'omwenda, nga bwe twasooka okwogera, bwe ntyo bwe njogera kaakano nate, nti omuntu bw'abuulira ng'enjiri, wabula singa bwe mwaweebwa akolimirwenga.
Yes,
yakiddamu nakatiza obujulizi
obwo. He repeated and emphasized the witness of the two.
Yakyogera ogusooka akolimira
n'ogwokubiri.
The obujulizi obwabiri bukakate.
And the witness of two, a matter should be established.
Mulimu naamu betugenda okolimira.
There even some we're going to be cursing. Yes. We shall make a conference of cursing those who preach the false gospel. And they think we are joking.
They said, let them be cursed. We shall curse you and you will understand it. And you grow horns in the head. You don't know what it means to deceive others thinking they're going to heaven. I gave you an example that you've boarded an aeroplane and they have tinted it black. Yet they tell you they're taking you to America. And it's airlifted up and they move you all around for a long time. And you're saying America is indeed far. We shall arrive there. And they lower you down in the deserts of Karamoja in Uganda.
Or in
the middle of Karahari deserts. All the time traveled, for you didn't see where you're going. That's what happens. You are in your sorcery out there. You don't know where you go and you should not. It's what happens when you're in religions which never give you life. Of the word of God to show you where you're going.
It's
what happens in the false salvation. Have no light of the word to lighten. We don't know where you're going. The devil thinks you are entering heaven. You'll see fall in the bottomless pit hell. And you wonder. Yet you moved for a long time in that situation.
So
now it is so good. You get order of the word of God.
It
gives you light enough to lighten for you. And then you enjoy your journey. Because we know that the word of God, it's light. Which lightens to our feet. According to Psalms.
Zaburi ya sura ya 119 na olunyiriri olwe 15.
Psalms 119 verse 105.
Zaburi 119 olunyiriri olwe 15.
Psalms 119 verse 105.
Ekigambo kyo yetabaze eri ebigere byange. Nawo musana eri ekkubo lyange.
Yes.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Tara.
It's a lamp.
Era musana.
And it is light. It
lightens
how we can move to reach heaven.
It
says if you head to the sight,
going
to hell, it begins like this. It begins, it's a small lamp. It goes on burning. It goes how? It begins with one verse. It gets the second on the same issue. It gets the third verse on the same issue. It gets the fourth verse on the same issue. It becomes a big light unto your life. The one which was a lamp of one verse joined on another. And it increases.
It
joined the third verse. It increases. The fourth.
It
becomes a sun which has been a lamp. The much light of the world shining in your life. You can see where you're going.
And you move
in the day when you do not stumble. For he says,
is it not
the 12th hour of the day?
When
you walk in the light, you will never stumble. Speaks that in John. Let's read it here. John chapter 11, verses
9. Omuntu bw'atambula emisana teyeesittala. Kubanga alaba omusana gw'ensi eno. Olunya olw'ekkumi. Naye omuntu bw'atambula ekiro yeesittala. Kubanga omusana teguli mu ye.
Yes.
Omusana guno gw'ekigambo nga teguli mu
ye. This light of the world is not in you. You will stumble at the end.
You will
even wonder the way you're falling in hell. Those are the sorcerers in the world. Those are religions without light filled of the world. That salvation, false salvation,
does
not have the full light of the world. They cannot have brought you the order of the world. Bringeth from the lamp of the world.
goes on broadening.
Nefuka enjube
nene. Becomes the much light. Lightens your clear see where you're heading to.
But if you want to move on,
now we have the new generation. We move by light. We cease to be the light.
Of the light.
We enter the sun. We are no more in the lamp. We see where we're going. It's the way we can do it. You are not accepted to look for a story over anything. You write your stories of the books whether God sent them for you. We shall not believe you till we see what you've written in there.
That's
the rhythm or the order of the word of God. We are told to seek in the book of the Lord, not in your book. Now what you write down, and what you write as revelations from the word of God, not from yours.
But
when you speak what comes from yours, you are of Satan. John 8, if you speak what comes from
yours,
you are a typical Satan. You read for us, we hear.
Yokane sule yomunana, noru nyiriri oruanda mwenya.
John chapter 8, verse 44.
Mwemuliva chitamwe setani, eramu agalokola okwe gomba kwa chitamwe. Oyokuva kulubereberie ye musi, sote yanywele na mazima. Kubanga mazima, tegali mwye. Bwayogera obulimba, ayogere chiva mubibye.
Yes.
Kubanga ye mulimba era kitawe w'obulimba.
You hear well. If you begin to speak what comes from your own, you are a son of Satan and you've become a typical Satan. That's what I told you, don't waste time sending us your books. Send us when you're sure what you wrote in there has come from the book of the Lord.
Because
you say, I dreamt I met an angel of the Lord. And he took me in the jaw of hell. Then you show us where the jaw of hell was written in the Bible. There is no more drama in the word of God. Those eras of drama have ended. When he told us in Isaiah 34, verse 16, he commanded us where we have to seek from. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16.
Tekuli bula kwebio na chimu. Tewalibe chiribula chindacho. Kubanga kamuakange keikala gide. No moyo gwe gubikunganyiza.
Yes.
Buduna Isaiah 3:17.
You look to Isaiah 34 verse 16.
Yes, siganye.
Yes, I've not refused.
Bobos mingiro 8:17.
If you read Proverbs 8 verse 17. He said, I love those who love me.
And
those who diligently seek me. They shall see me. But not to seek him, this seeking of the mountains, even in those your fields you go to, even within your synagogues which there is no word there, or those your churches. But he says, if you are seeking for me, according to Isaiah 34:16, seek in the book of the Lord. Let me tell you, you see, on this cover,
there
should not be a writing that Holy Bible.
The book of God.
There has to be a writing that the book of God is the proper word to be on this Bible. And be when we shall release, those are the names which shall be on this that Bible we shall release. The book of the living God.
Amen.
The word Bible, it means the introduction of the word of God, and they show you that it's not all within it. But there are only introductions, not details of it. Yes. But we shall write on it the holy book of the living God.
Apostle, what's wrong with you?
Me to restore.
When you read, they said, do you read in the Bible of God? You don't repeat that verse, you see.
Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16.
Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16.
Munoonya mu kitabo kya Mukama musome. Tekulibula kwebyo na kimu. Tewaliba ekiribulwa kinnaakyo. Kubanga akamwa kange kekalagidde. N'omwoyo gwe gwe gubikunganyiza.
Ekiise kitabo kyani?
They have called it the book of the Lord.
See the Bible of God.
They have not said seek in the Bible of God.
That's
what the Romans are the ones who put it in here.
No, there
is nowhere you can read the Bible and there is the word Bible. It is termed as Bible.
What do you just say?
Have you ever met it anywhere in the Bible?
It
was put on the cover, but it's not within the Bible. They don't want even to hear that the book of the Lord. They
are
put upon it that name. It's what we had. But we have to restore back the name meant to be there. When I come back
to
teach you the book of the Lord, the times it's in the Bible, you will wonder.
Now,
I've told you, go look for the word Bible within your Bible. If you'll dare discover it in there, besides the cover. You have your phones.
Take a search.
You put phone search on your Bible. Put the word Bible. You see the results they will bring. It is so rare within.
It defines
not that they force to squeeze it. It's hard. But if you put in the book of the Lord, you will get it a number of times.
So,
now it is like this, brethren. There's some things that we have them in this world, but we don't know them. Now, the first blindness you can have. Let me show it to you. It begins at times on the cover.
Holy Bible.
Holy, they write here, Holy Bible.
The Holy Bible.
The Holy Bible. What is that?
The Holy Book of God.
They write the Holy Book of God. What mind and what you begin by understanding? The word Holy Bible. You need to take time to think that it's the book of the Lord. But those are one. Although they seem to amaze you, they amazed me 16 years back. And God took me in the journey of heaven. Moved within his book.
So, Aburuganda.
Now, brethren, one language I've been using it for some time. It's the language of those existing now. It's not one of those meant to be used. We remember God promised to restore the pure language to us. According to Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 9. Zephaniah chapter 3 verses 9.
Kubanga mubirebyo ndiki usiza amawangu lulimi olulongofu. Bonna bakabirye erinnya lya Mukama okumuweereza n'omwoyo gumu.
Yes.
In those days, I will restore to nations the pure language. Those things are no more coming. These are the exact we are in. And they showed where that language will start from. Right beyond the river of Ethiopia. And the source of the river Nile. Right here in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. You read,
see
where it's not where it begins. Verse 10.
Zephaniah chapter 3,
verse 10.
Temabega w'emigaja y'Isopia, abasinza bange abamazima, era ne muwala w'abantu bange abasasana, balindeetera ekitone, balindeetera ekiweebwayo.
Yes.
Beyond
the river of Ethiopia.
Ethiopia
uses river Nile. If you say beyond that river, you've gone down to its source. Right here in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
There,
the pure language is where to start from that
spirit.
Don't be surprised when I tell you the
things,
that the word Bible is not what is meant to be on that book.
There
has be the holy book of the living God.
Full of the Holy Scriptures.
Nga chijude ebya wandikwe we took off.
Kalika veraka quote nga kali wansi.
The other is a quote down there.
Akagama and full of the Holy Scriptures.
Saying that nga chijude ebya wandikwe we took off.
Aha.
But I've told you that they sent us to seek in the book of the Lord. All things we need to know about God.
You
do not need to go on Google search, for they do not have anything explained of God. There are no books of children of men which explain things of God, except when God revealed them from His book. They wrote those things based on 2-4 and above scriptures. That's why there are our books out there. And they are scripture by scripture.
One asks, what is this we are up to? We
do not have books to write, friends. We write from the book of the Lord to explain as the order of His word is. And we have to prove that you get the lamp of the word of God, reaching the light of the word of God shining well. Now you're not like this. God to tell you all those things.
The
scriptures, He made the measuring line for them.
And
He made allotments for them. He said, no, this one, he goes with this.
Chino,
this one,
chino.
With this one.
E and the
meaning of that scripture ends here.
This is the
measuring line. If you go beyond it, you've twisted. How many have twisted on the beatings? How many are they to get? And they exceeded its measuring line. In
events,
they put a line that scripture ends here.
It's meaning,
pass here. If you go beyond it, those are beatings. You first read the verse 17. Isaiah 34. Isaiah chapter 34, verse
17.
Yes. He made allotments for them. His hand made a measure line for them. As we shall make a lot here. How many are going to minister in America? Minister in Europe? Minister in Asia? And a lot may fall on you. Yet the one allotment has fallen to go to Asia.
You
change him, put him in one going to America.
Those,
you've cast the lot aside, even the measuring line. Now these scriptures you see, they say none of them will lack its mates. It has its other brethren there. It has a sister, uncle, and the auntie.
They all explain of that clan. The clan of that scripture.
And
the family of that scripture.
The
family of scripture speaking of eating pork. And they align themselves.
Make
allotments for them. He knew how they are to move. Ever since you told us God sent you, we want to see. If he didn't put the allotments in your head, I wonder. For the one coming from God, the words of God, and the words of God, he made allotments for them. Now, is this where I came from? Don't you see I move by that? Very clear. No doubt. There's no doubt of that. You made allotments for them, sent me. You who sent you. Someone say, my God. What? The one of God does what? John chapter 3, verses
32. Sote wali muntu akiriza kutegeza kwe. Sato musatu, akiriza kutegeza kwe, ngatade kaka woneroke, inti katonda wa mazima. Asato munya, kubwa katonda kwe yatuma, ayogira bigambo vya katonda.
Yes!
Katonda kwe yatuma,
the one God sent,
ayogira bigambo vya katonda,
ayogira bibi. The words of God, not his own words.
Na hivya katonda.
But the words of God.
Ya kukai mwisa, sato munya kubina musambu, ya vikubira akalu.
34:17, he made allotments for them.
Chino,
this one
chini.
Goes with the other. Scripture by scripture. Scripture by scripture.
You see those,
my child? Those are what preach about this.
Katonda wa order.
God is of order. You say he sent you, my brethren. My God.
In
scripture, he made allotments for them. Right in the journey of heavens, I learned that from there. Yes, I don't refuse he sent you, as you said.
But
perhaps you had not sat under the counsel of his words. That you begin to get explained of them well. You know, Jeremiah 23:18.
He said,
must have sat under the counsel of his words.
It
shows you how they mark them and how they move. You first read that Jeremiah 23:18. Who has stood in the counsel of the Lord's word? That they perceive and hear his word. It needs you.
Yes,
I don't refuse for people
say,
apostle, you want to say we were not called?
Yes,
yes, you were called, but you had not yet been sent.
For
your father calls you son. My daughter, come here. And you go to the shop. They have sent me. Father, I said, give me back a portion of rice,
instead
of sugar. Your father is right there. You come in carrying bags. Father, I have brought them. Son, what have you brought? My daughter, what is this? What are these? You sent me. I just called you. Before I sent you, I have not told you what God to do. And you went by yourself. You go pay them for by yourself. And you be paid as your acts are. I don't refuse. All of us are called. But you need elected out, for the elect are few. You know why they are few?
Fena,
all of us.
Yes.
Call us, call all weary and burdened. But to elect you,
Jesus
needs to sit under the castle of his words. That's why he said that those elected
to
bear the preparation to be chosen out. Up to now it's been a fight unto all of you. For you have to sit where he takes counsel of his words.
As
sat in full knowledge for some time.
But
how you fought with him in this council. You jumped on the tables.
You don't do this like this.
You do it differently. But this way he tells you that in the last days you know that I never sent those prophets. He did say he did call them, but he says he never sent them. You first repeat the verse 18. Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 18.
Kubanga niye yali atudde mukama wateseze ebigambo ategere awulire ekigambo kye.
Yes.
In English he says.
Muluzungu agamba.
Jeremiah 23:18. Who has stood in the council of the Lord.
Enani ayimiridde mu kutesa kwa mukama.
And has perceived.
Ategere.
Heard his word.
Na awulire ebigambo bye.
Who has marked his word.
Ani ya marking ebigambo.
And heard it.
Era na chulira. English broadens it. You sit where he takes counsel of his words. The second, you have to perceive them. You hear them. You mark them very well.
And
you move on, hear them clearly. You mark that this goes to
this.
You sit down, mark them. English broadens well to bring out the issue clearly. And you mark, you know that this he said it goes with this. And this, its meaning ends here.
It
does not go beyond if I go beyond.
Now I
have twisted the word of God. Now God, I will not refuse that he never called you.
But
perhaps you didn't accept sit in the council of his words. To perceive them. To hear them. To mark them. And to move on, hear them. You see how English broadens it? You must have sat in the council of God's words. And you perceive them. And you hear them. And you mark them. This goes with the other and this one. And you even hear their meaning. And they should not go beyond those which God took counsel about. You see the journey. You see where all troubles
come
from? You know why sorcery has gained strength in the world? In the time the word of God is demonstrated in a wrong way, its power ceases to be. You know why religions are many with their confusions? They do not have any rhythm of the word. It means any person
can
get it, speak it the way he wants, and create a religion there.
You know
why those of salvation? Everyone has a way he governs his ministry. Preaches his things the way they fake them. Because there's no order, tell them don't go beyond there. Now in Jeremiah 20:26, these are the last
things.
Say you will get to know that I did send those people. He did say he did call them. He said he did not send them. They got to send themselves. Let's read that verse. Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 20.
Munaku ezoluvanyuma muri kitegerera ddala. Olunyola 21. Satuma abannabbi abo naye ne badduka nambiro.
Yes. Yes.
Munaku ezoluvanyuma.
In the latter days.
Momentum munaku ezoluvanyuma ne musawe ezoluvanyuma.
You know, in the last days and the last hours.
Ndi muri kitegerera ddala.
That you will understand it.
Satuma abannabbi abo.
I did not send those prophets.
Naye ne badduka.
But they ran quick.
Nibifura mukama batumye,
and they claimed as if God sent them.
Na yenga tibaina mu order wa dechi kambo cha Katunda.
Had not any order. Ngabatetenkanya
butetenkanya.
And they are just trying to survive within it.
Kufera na kulimba bana ba Katunda.
Corner and deceive children of God.
Gwe.
You.
Kugambi.
I tell you.
Mukama taba tutasana tuwa order
nitwali tugwa. God never saved, gave us this order. We are getting consumed.
Abanyazi ngabali bambadde dibali yenu.
Robbers that clothe the sheep's skin.
Abakwata ekigambo kya Bible yenu.
The word of God, this Bible.
Obe kitabo kya Katonda.
Or the book of God.
Munange ne batu ne befula abakibuulira.
And they claim to preach it.
Nafuru okuba twali tunonya Katonda.
We too, cause we are seeking for God.
Tusibire yo jebate ikamakunganiro gabo.
Ended up where they put their synagogues.
Kumbe tuli ku bantu batatuma nakuwa.
Yet we are on people he never sent at all.
Bone betuma.
And they sent themselves.
Soko kirirola be.
You first go down, we see.
Yeremia sura ya 23 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu olumo.
Jeremiah 23 verse 21.
Satuma banabbi abo naye ne badduka nambiro. Sayogera nabo naye ne balagula.
Yes. He never spoke with them.
But mira standards abasajja bano.
When you look to standards of this man.
Na abakazi kubogerere ekigambo.
Women by which they speak the
government katonda yoyo.
You cannot
katonda yogera bwati.
Can God speak substandardly like that?
Na tukugamba mbwa batuddeyo mwekebere.
Mulabo
bamukuze mviri.
You sit it out there, check your neighbor, see whether they've grown pubic hair in some parts.
Ee katonda ki?
What? God. And they say,
you
mature, go exercise and test your parts. My God. Never seen a God speak substandardly like that. Unless demons, those used to speaking vulgar. When you see the teaching and the preaching they show that God is wisdom is so minimal, small. My goodness. But on this time alone, even his glory will not give it to another.
He's
going to restore it to himself. We already got it back. For from when the year 2020 began, he left our curses to us.
Natunyigiriza nebirwadde byaffe bya COVID-19.
Squeezed us with our sickness of COVID-19.
Era basinga kuffe tukakkanya
ngaliro. Most of us have humbled like today.
Akuwensonga.
He gives you the reason.
Ndi bobo yagala okukakasa.
That if you
abantu abo tebamakinga kigambo kya Katonda.
Those people never marked the word of God.
Runyo rudaka agamba bwati.
In the next verse it says like this.
Yeremia sura ya 23 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu 2.
Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 22.
Na yesinga batula mukuteesa kwange. Kale bandiwuliza abantu bange ebigambo byange. Era bandi bakyusizza okuleke kubuli yabwe bi. N'obubi obw'ebikolwa byabwe.
Ntisingani bali batudde mukama wate sizi ebigambo.
They had sat in the council of God's words.
Bantegeza abantu bebigambo byabyawandikibwa.
These people here these holy scriptures.
Nino singano badde mu dini okadira bonna enviwe no mtwe gwedo.
Being in religion you're aged with gray hair, you're old.
Toina de chuma nyingu chigambo cha Katonda oliyo mbuno.
Nothing in the word of God out there.
Mbuno bishop nanka ni nanka ni bamutuma.
Bishop so and so was sent.
Yani yakutuma gwe.
Who sent you?
Wetunule kona awe.
Look to yourself.
But the most right reverend,
the most right reverend.
We don't need to call our banga dalo ori.
Yourself see whether you are.
We know where about mutima gote. We wa dechi gamu.
See in your words.
We maninga bori o museg.
You see and how know how you a wolf.
Nobera ngori musumba.
You are a pastor.
Ngo echi gamu inachi ya buyia.
What you have to.
Ulinasoka kwekweka mukasengo chinonye.
Hide in a room to look for what to preach.
Eya kutumata yasobola kuwa chimara.
The one who sent you didn't give you enough.
Guru zanze chineta kisogena mukasengo.
You think it didn't go in a room?
Where I am is the
one for the one who gave is the one who gave us. You sat in the castle
not and
reached you, finished them all you are looking
but
for. All prophets gave them a book, eat them all of it, go speak. The one who sent you didn't give you his book to eat it. He said one of the signs of the that he did send
this people, they have
no order of the word in them.
But
they speak the note of God. They can't bring you to understanding. Even to convince,
you
can't tell me why I'm getting baptized. You tell me, I died when? Even how? Just speak like that.
When
we go in there, Pastor, you don't know how it appears and looks like. Things of God are not easy. Why did you accept him send you when his things are hard? You have told him your things are hard. I'm not going anywhere. Moses said, when you don't go with me, me too, I'm not going. Things of God are hard, and you say you've come to speak those hard things. Let's wait its second part. Because he made a lot of
mistakes.
He put a measurement
line.
See those who twist the problem they find. They bypass. God made a lot of discourse with this. You're going to see how they mix them up. And you see how they go beyond the measuring line of their meaning. Person says Ezekiel 37. The bonds in the valley. Those bonds, it is your business right. Your saucepan is right. As you read down this, the children of Israel, they are the bonds. They need to get born again. They died long back. And the other told you different things. Let's meet again. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.